Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. What perspective would you need to have right now that would allow you to be completely out of the way of being here? And instead of thinking about what the answer for you might be, consider asking to have that perspective. More like you're asking to have that, whatever that is, given to you. Because let's face it, whenever we have a task presented, we're compelled to do it or not do it. But still, there's doing. Doing and not doing are still doing, right? That's where it gets confusing. Or you could say something like, gee, I wonder what perspective I could have right now that would allow me to be completely available and even putting the question in the space can open the space. So that puts questioning in a completely different domain than we usually think about it. We usually think about it sort of Q&A, FAQ, enlightenment FAQ. Should come up with a list of that on the new website. Feel free to contribute. This is the secret of letting go. We think the way our minds work normally is that we are conditioned to solve problems, to figure things out, to find out how to get from point A to point B. Do you know what I mean? Good. But this is a different kind of mind that we're accessing here, sometimes referred to as big mind. How do you utilize thinking in big mind? The way I'm suggesting is a way to experiment, or at least start.
what would it take? What perspective would I need to have to be completely available now? The magic of speaking into the big mind is that the answer is literally in the question. I mean, it comes through the question unknowingly, so that the mystery remains the mystery. That's why it's so beautiful. It's just truly to perceive it fully is to be awestruck. And that perspective is awakened consciousness. And that's the perspective. The only perspective that allows you to be here without being in the way. That pure consciousness, spacious awareness that we all are already. And for many of us are longing to be conscious of that fully. And we've tasted it, or we've glimpsed it, or we've steeped in it, as most people here have, I'm sure. And I'm sure it's been powerful and transformative and healing and revealing and all of it, and difficult. Frustrating, even. So instead of getting rid of your mind, find another level of mind that actually can be of service to you. And it really is that mind of receptivity, of willingness to not know. The willingness to say, gee, maybe all of that, all those beliefs I've been cultivating, maybe I can find something fresh this moment in my perspective that doesn't filter through how I think it is or how I think it should be. That's why in the very basic practice that some of you may know of, inquiry, who am I? Sort of the distilled version. You know, if you really are sincere and put that question in the space, it will completely unwind who you think you are, because you realize you don't know. And that can be anxiety producing. Because you need to know, and you should know, and you better get shit done. You have to be somebody, right?
Get somewhere.
That's right. Be somebody to get somewhere. Thank you. What is this being nobody to get nowhere? This is my grandma. You probably heard me say this, but it's so funny. When I was a Zen monk, my grandmother said to me, what kind of a living is the Zen center? Grandma, you were right. I should have become a doctor. the power of receptive questioning, which is different than the force of aggressive questioning. And the difference is that that kind of questioning is contracted and it strengthens the me. And notice which way it's going when you ask. Is it opening up the space? Is it relaxing your body? Is it opening your heart a little? Or is it causing you to get more tight? You can notice that. That's why we have senses. That's why we have feeling, so that we can have something to pay attention to that's actually happening. I think it's wonderful when you can begin to see this moment with new eyes, with clean new eyes that aren't grayed over with conditioning. Then things are kind of brighter and vivid in a way and more alive. And then you're curious. Then the mind, naturally, the curious mind that we have, we've always had, comes into the foreground. That's why children are so fabulous, because it's all new. I find that in San Francisco with people on the cable car also. It's really funny. I've been seeing this my whole life. Or dogs with their heads out the car door on the freeway with their tongue wagging in the wind. Probably absorbing information through their smell and taste, or however they do it. Enliven your senses with your attention. Come back to your body and your breath and your vision and your feeling and your taste buds and your hearing, even if it's limited. That's what really caring for yourself is about. That's why sitting still a little bit can be really healing and nurturing. You know, if you spend a little bit of time occasionally where you sit quietly, whatever you want to call it, I think if you're really available when that's happening, rather than trying to get something, then you'll feel more rested and renewed maybe and a little less burdened. And then that beautiful, spacious awareness that you are might actually just be there all of a sudden. Wow. And of course, usually, often, there's a part that kicks in and goes, I want to hold on to that. I want more of that high. How can I have that all the time? I had that all the way until it finally was all the time. It's okay to have that. It's okay to have the longing, even the drive, the seeking, until the seeking drops away. That happens once awareness becomes foreground. Who knows how it all works? Nobody. That should help. Gee, if nobody has the answer, how am I going to find it? Stop looking. It's right here. It's what you are. That's why being receptive and getting out of the way is the secret. And ironically, when we are, we all of a sudden feel connected. And even affection and love in a way that is beautiful for things and people that you may not even know or have met. They may just be walking down the street or sitting in the room. And there's this, oh, so nice to be here with you. I like to call it happiness for no good reason. Not because of anything, it just is. And then you'll be, and then you will have forgotten completely that you ever wanted it. Because the wanting it will be done. And you will simply live as that. And then life is just whatever it is. You know, with the pluses and the minuses and the neutrals. You know, it's just take it as it comes and do the best you can. But with this presence, with this awareness, well, life has a profound richness and meaning. And our search is finished at that point. Right on. Right on. Then the cool part is that life, then you keep finding out things all the time. That's why I often say that life begins with awakening. Because the way we think about it often is that life is done when I get, I'll be done once I'm enlightened. No, you'll begin. That's scary to the mind that suffers to hear that probably. Like, oh no, not again. I don't I have to come back? That's why I was born 6 weeks early. I wanted to get going. Coming back again, I want to get this done. It was type A before I even came out of the womb. So, the reason it's good news that nobody has the answer is you need to look no further than yourself for the guidance to how to be here. And it gives you a very big realm of freedom to explore and experiment and be creative and to not know. And to find out each moment what is working, rather than what worked 10 minutes ago or yesterday, and now I'm going to do that. But rather a kind of returning to this availability, this receptivity of the realm of awe. The realm of awe, which is the realm of being surprisable. and curious. And the nice thing about cultivating mind in that way is that the heart, if it's been closed up and contracted, will start to unwither and moisten and bloom once again into the beautiful, fragrant flower it is. Then you'll be very happy. Because being able to be in the world with real, authentic, loving attention is awesome. It's very simple, really. But it's what we long for, actually, when we don't have it. And we try to get it fulfilled in every possible way that doesn't work. So finally we go, I guess I'll have to get on the path. And it falls in your lap, and you're faced with yourself. Sooner or later. So, welcome. And good to be with you and share the space of discovery. So if you'd like, if you're interested, you can come up. If you have a question or something you'd like to talk about. Ben, come on. Can I share something before we start? I've probably talked about this before, but this is just a point I think it's interesting to share, is that I'm always amazed and surprised that I come here or to any gathering like this and I sit down. We sit for half hour or whatever, 40 minutes. I hit the bell and I never have anything to say. And I have no idea what, I have nothing to talk about. What am I doing? I have nothing to talk about at all. But yet there's this something that I've been talking about for the last half hour. And that works. And I'm amazed every single time. It's kind of far out.
So as you were talking, I was noticing this contrast between, I guess what I experience is sort of like mundane reality, this sort of sense of like, and I realized that that's coming from this, this thing that feels like it knows. Like it somehow already has it all. It somehow thinks that it already has it all figured out.
And even your hand movement is a contraction.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a closing up, like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was really interesting to.
The knower is an untiable knot.
Yeah, I mean it's like.
Untiable knot.
That's where that feeling of sort of, I don't know, like boredom or like tiredness with the world or just sort of like, ugh, I'm sick of this. Let's get something more exciting. Or, you know, it's like.
Kind of a malaise almost.
Yeah. And it's not coming from the environment. It's coming from this part that already feels like it's got it all settled and figured out. And like, of course it's bored.
The hungry ghost.
Yeah, yeah. And then underneath that is sort of underneath that contraction is like, it's dangerous to not know. And it's, you know, we've talked a lot about resistance to opening and that's relaxed a lot. And now underneath that, I can feel the story that it's just dangerous to open up and to let things in.
Let's be dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I say you have to be an adventurer on this path. Mm-hmm. Going into unknown territory, it's essential. Explorer and scientist. Mm-hmm. That's, mm-hmm. Those are the helpful attitudes I found.
I feel that, yeah, like the, I've always resonated with you saying that.
You don't know where you're going and you don't know what you're looking at, but you're watching. You know, the experiment scientist, or you're, you know, on the boat going to that edge, which apparently is the, you fall off the earth, right?
Right. Right. Like I can feel.
What do you
I
mean
can...
the earth isn't flat?
Yeah, I can feel.
Hang them. Burn them at the stake.
Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago.
No, no. And it's like I can feel the fear around that. Mm-hmm. It's like right in there.
Yeah, we're well, you know, our surviving organism, our organism that is instinctually programmed to survive, has that built in as part of how it functions, because right. It needs to. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just not what we fundamentally are in the sense of what we're referring to here. You know, the survival instinct is not a problem, but it will arise in the process of being awakened, and it will be very scary because it will feel like complete loss of control, complete annihilation, complete dissolving, going insane, all those kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, there was this feeling earlier this week that was like, I'm dying.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Which was not...
It can happen on lot, and it can happen in various ways and in various kinds of intent. I had it happen numerous times until it was like the ultimate sort of completion. Yeah. Yeah. So you are available. Mm-hmm. That's good. You are available for exactly how it's showing itself right now. And this is what I mean by each individual's unfoldment is unique to them, that you can't think about what somebody else went through. You can only be sailing your own boat, so to speak, or in your own boat, so to speak. Mm-hmm. The essence of how that, of the ocean that that boat travels is universal for everybody. But how your particular vessel moves in, it's going to be unique. So you have to learn how to navigate, in a sense. That's what I'm trying to empower here, is that trust and courage. Mm-hmm. Because it takes courage to face this, really. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to die.
Yeah.
Actually. That's what I had at 16. Because I knew that if I didn't discover this, I didn't know what this was then, but I knew I had to discover something.
Right.
That if I had to die discovering it, I had to. That's how I felt.
It's like nothing else will work.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. You feel how it's opening? Mm-hmm. See, and that does that by itself. Beautiful. See, now allowing is happening.
Mm-hmm. I really like the word available. That's so light for me. It's like, oh, that's all I need to do? I can do that.
Yeah, it's almost confusing to even say, I can do that. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
It's so tricky to... That's why it's almost helpful to begin to stop speaking at some level and just discover it and then go, yep, that's it. There you go. Good. That's it. That's it. So there's a kind of natural trusting of surrender that happens into that which we are. And it's obvious because it's so good. Yeah, it's like, ugh. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Ben. You're welcome. Yeah, please.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
This is my first time
in
this setting, although I have glanced at your website and checked you out. I've heard good things.
Thank
you. So I want to talk a little bit or ask you to go into the drive for awakening or enlightenment, that it's okay to drive.
Yeah, sure.
Versus just letting go and being receptive and open.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the drive that gets me to sit in meditation. It gets me to let go, you know, whatever.
Then it's useful.
But it's a drive. And mm-hmm. and we want to open to the all that is, that's always there, that is beyond the drive, which I've tasted but can't seem to sustain it. So I work with that, I want it when it's there, and then the terrible sadness when it's not, that propels me to drive to open it. But that's not where it comes from. When it has come to me, these awarenesses, it's always been spontaneous. It's
right.
just been I'm there.
Exactly.
And it can't be, and it's not even in meditation. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'm walking.
Sure.
And it's all of a sudden mm-hmm. the I am that I am, or whatever word you wanted to put onto that.
Mm-hmm.
So how does one navigate this sort of in between when one's tasted, maybe you've talked about this before, when one's tasted and had an experience with it, but one's not there yet and living in the world and trying to dance that dance?
Thank you.
Oh.
Beautifully, beautifully stated. And
good.
So rich a question.
I hope you give me the answer. I'm ready to write it down.
Next.
No.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
I know.
Well, the truth is, I could speak a long time on this, and I could also just sit here.
Right.
I'll say a few things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before you do, can you hand me a Kleenex?
Absolutely.
Because
that's why I brought them up here. Here you go.
Heart,
you could just leave the box there.
My heart is opening here.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. Feel free to let that happen.
Okay.
That's really what being up here is about.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. Mm-hmm. That's right. And what's really important is to let that sadness, to let that whatever needs to move through the heart in this process, in this struggle, in this longing, to move through.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really, you know, it's hard for the human being to suffer and not be free.
I think it's the joy of being seen.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's not the sadness.
Oh, beautiful.
It's someone has seen my heart.
Yeah.
And how many people am I with that I can say that with? Mm, two.
I understand. With. That's beautiful. Well, your heart is my heart,
mm-hmm.
actually. It's not separate. Well, I don't know if you need me to say any of this, but since we're connecting pretty deeply here, right? But the fact that you can and are available right now, that's proof that you're on the right track. And if there's still drive when there is, no problem. Drive is not a problem.
Okay.
At all. As long as you know what you really are, who you really are, which you do, that's all that matters. And you just keep following that, you know, pointer of north on the compass. That's all. That's the compass direction. Whatever you have to go through, whatever you have to do or not do, as the case may be, is what will work for you. And it is working for you.
Right.
I'm here to feel that and acknowledge it and
thank you.
And to affirm it. And I get, and the other thing I want to share with you is that there will be a point eventually where it does become permanent.
Oh,
and that will be the end of the drive for it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The end of seeking. That's just a natural, unknowable when it's going to happen occurrence. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful mm-hmm. when it does.
One of the old voices that comes up when it's, I might as well speak it because it's probably in people all might share that, is when the expansion and then the contraction, you know, there's a natural expansion and contraction on this planet. When the contraction comes, there's sometimes this sense of, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is probably old, which probably comes back to my parents and how I was raised. You know, right. that I did something wrong mm-hmm. to cause it.
This is where questioning is very helpful. Mm-hmm. Did I really?
Right.
Do I really know that?
Right.
You know? And then you just feel what that reactive mind conditioned program does to the body and the heart and the energy system, which usually it closes it up.
Right.
You know, so then as soon as you can see that, it can then open back up by itself.
Okay.
This is why I often recommend, you know, giving yourself compassion, forgiveness, permission, patience, all those things, questioning. These are all things that help us get out of the way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're very here right now.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for recognizing that and allowing that to happen.
I'm glad you came, Patricia. It's really, really wonderful to be with you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Okay.
See you next time. Please, come on up.
So is it only little mind that tries to figure things out to solve problems?
That's an interesting question. Why? I'm just curious why you're asking.
I've had a big problem that I've tried to solve.
Uh-huh.
And this week it really came to a head. And I just sitting and listening to what would it take for to be available and to get out of my way. Just obviously control comes up, letting go of control. So trying to control a being or a mind that's very close to me, that's
totally, in someone else's mind?
Yeah, somebody else's mind that's totally out of control, and that's causing harm, but I'm very connected to society. Looks at me to solve this problem.
That's not easy. What are you feeling?
The good thing is that I don't feel anger anymore. Before, I just, for years, I've just felt anger.
But now?
Sadness.
Yeah, I feel that. And that's what needs to just keep moving, however much it does. Because some things are unsolvable, really. Right?
Yeah, it's an unsolvable problem.
Yeah.
But the people that are around, the family that's around me, I guess they're still angry.
But right now, here, you know, to take care of yourself is to release, allow the pain in your heart, all of it, the grief, to just move through. And that will, to let go of the control of your heart so that you can discharge that.
Yeah, because it's isolated me my whole life.
Yeah, and also it may be preventing the space that you need to have deeper insight come through in terms of taking particular action. I'm not saying it will. I would not say that, but it might. It's amazing, and I've seen this. I could just tell you stories that would raise the hair on the back of your neck that are proof that we are all connected in ways we do not even begin to comprehend. And that when you do a certain kind of work in yourself, so to speak, you can liberate another human being indirectly who's been psychically bound by your condition. It's all very tricky and trippy, and I don't want to try to analyze it. I've just seen the results of it and still do. So regardless of expecting some outcome, which we can't and it's not helpful, you know, really, how can you give yourself the space that you need to heal continually through whatever this challenge or this impossible situation is?
So I feel a certain amount of responsibility since I've been given grace, I feel. Mm-hmm. Been given the path.
Yeah.
To go, to be available, but I'm still very frightened.
Yeah, well, this isn't really the place to go into the details, and maybe we will at some point, and I'd be interested to hear them. But, yeah, something, even saying that helped open the space more. Did you feel that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes it helps to really put all the cards on the table. We can only do so many cards here, right, in the space here. But it's helping anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, and even acknowledging that, you know. You know, as human beings, we also need to find out how to unload the burden, really. And often it's done here, it's done with others, in therapy, whatever. Right, with close, loving people.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. Marilyn.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I've been trying to put into words what's been happening for me. And when I was sitting there, what I was hearing was that the part of me that was such a ninja warrior, that when things happened that scared me, this really strong ninja warrior would come up, and it was such a painful block to life and loving. And recently, well, not recently, it's been happening for a while. I feel really tender because my daughter just came home, and she just decided this morning that she really needed to move back to Santa Cruz and be with family. And it's interesting, remember I brought her and she loved your satsang, and I was so touched by that. And she started to watch John Burney satsangs, and I just, and then she went to someone in Santa Barbara that I, you know, I knew that was down there, and she said, you know, that was good, but it wasn't as good as that guy we went to in Santa Cruz. I just felt really touched that she's open.
That was wonderful to meet her.
Yeah, so I'm feeling really tender this morning just because she's going through stuff, and it's really beautiful because she's so amazing, and I'm so touched by her, and she's open to me, and I just feel like it's such grace. But back to the ninja warrior part, so what's been interesting is I've had all these opportunities where that part came up, and then somehow with grace, it dissolved.
Mm.
And it's been just, it's been amazing. Mm. And I feel just really grateful. I don't know why there's always such tears at each level or peeling or something, and just like there's just always this gushing.
It's beautiful that there is, that there are.
But there's been some really big opportunities lately where, you know, so strong to be in victim or blaming or whatever, and yet in a really short period, it was like poof, just disappeared. And I was loving the people where I would have before just been, you know, feeling like a victim, or and had those situations actually transformed
beautiful
to these beautiful opportunities. And I'm so grateful because I've wanted that forever. And I have no idea how it started to happen. And it's interesting, the synchronicity of life, you know. Ever so many things you talked about today, Darcy and I talked about the last few days and this morning and last night. And then I got an email from a friend this morning, Palika, of a beautiful short video of just exactly what I was telling Darcy. And just those synchronicity things are so miraculous. You know, life is so amazing. We have no idea. It's just so much bigger than we understand.
Truly.
It's so amazing to...
Yeah.
I don't know why there's so many gushing, but...
It's because you're opening more and more. Because your whole field is just blossoming. It's so beautiful. So the body, you know, releases, naturally releases. It's just the body's releasing. It's beautiful. It's how the body allows expansion. Beautiful. See how you're expanding more and more. It's beautiful.
It just feels like I had been with one foot on the dock and one foot on the boat for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then somehow magically I didn't even decide, or I didn't that's even really, it just all of a sudden I was in the boat.
That's always how it is.
Just,
that's right. That's authentic. Yeah, it just happens.
And part of that part, that ninja warriors, that personality that thought I know things and thought I, and it's interesting how it comes up. But then I go, it's like there's this little laugh like, oh, that's right. You know, oh, right, yeah, I'm good, I know, you know, I mean, just knowing that I don't know, you know, just being grateful that I know that I don't know, just being grateful that, like, oh, wow, thank God.
Isn't it a relief?
It's a huge relief.
I know, it's the biggest relief, not knowing.
It's that. A big relief, but it's just interesting, the process, how it still comes up and then there's a falling.
Uh-huh.
So that seems like what I'm experiencing. Like there's an old, because even Darcy last night shared something with me about her finances that was pretty messed up that I was kind of having a sense of and she wasn't totally, you know, she wanted to share with mom how bad it had gotten. Mm-hmm. And I was upset, but in a different kind of way, and stern, but then just went to bed loving her and woke up just loving her. And she woke up, was totally surprised that I was just loving her and wanting to support her. And she said, you know, I woke up really being afraid, Mom, how you were going to be this morning. And I just said, I love you. Nothing could stop me loving you. And I don't know, there just was magic. I'm just grateful.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
It's just like a softness.
Yeah.
You know, and a real really desire, open. Like when you talked about just loving people, there, I just notice how it's just such a shift in wanting to know who really, how they are and who mm-hmm. they are. And mm-hmm. they're not just this other object, you know, that appeared to do something to me, or like this one thing that I had such an opportunity to, where it shifted, and then realized, wow, this actually lined up perfectly with what I needed to do with some things. It's amazing. Anyway, I'm just really...
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. I'm so glad you came up.
Thank you, John. I'm so grateful for the John Bernisott song.
Just, thank you.
It was really amazing.
Thank you, Marilyn. Now we have some time now just to sit quietly for a little bit. And let's have some final things to share at the end. How nice it is to settle back into who you are and to really rest and be nourished in that loving, healing space. Sometimes it's not easy to go through healing. It can be difficult too. So if you're having a difficult time, please give yourself as much tenderness as you can, and hang in there. Anyway, it's wonderful to be with you again here in Santa Cruz. I always love being here in the space, and I hope to see you soon. And in the meantime, please take great care of yourself, and happy trails. Thanks.